Dennis Brown. Starring Kim Barlow, Christy, and as desperate and dateless Denny, Dennis Brown. It's being brought to you by the Claremont Railroad Junction Restaurant at the end of Maple Avenue.
Once again, for All Around Town with Dennis Brown, and here he is on a Monday morning, the man himself.
Oh.
Dennis Brown, good morning.
Morning.
I hear you ate well once again at the Barlow's house last night.
Once again, coming off another free meal at my house last night.
What's DDD?
Dumber than Dirt Denny.
I am the Dirt King.
So, yes, he had baked potato at my house. He had steak last night. He had salad. He had squash. He had carrots. And he had a beautiful cherry pie that my wife slaved over for dessert.
Yes. Yes. And then those little mini beers.
Yes, and beers by the ton. My God.
Those little teeny bottles being that cheap.
And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but Denny had a woman with him last night.
Ooh.
Yes.
How much did he pay her?
We can't talk about that.
So, Denny, what do you have today?
Women.
Oh,
women?
A subject you're very knowledgeable about.
I wish all the ladies were fish in the sea, and I was a fisherman, would catch them all for me. Anyways, moving right along here.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't know Dennis knew how to sing.
I feel like I'm on Miss Jean in Romper Room. Okay, Denny. What else do you have?
Tips on how to be a good husband.
Okay, this sounds good. Yeah.
You better listen to this one, Ken.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, Dear Abby published her tips on how to be a good husband.
All right.
They included, number one, never forget her birthday or Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Number two, don't talk about cute chicks at work.
Good idea, yes.
Yes. Number three, listen to her when she's talking to you. Number four.
Yeah.
Don't make her jealous. And five.
Yeah.
Never criticize her in front of others.
Sounds like good tips, Denny.
Yeah.
Those are good tips.
To that list.
Yes.
I'd like to add my tips on how to be a good husband.
I'm sure we'll benefit from this. Yes.
You should. Number one, only date women with the same name. So as if you date and sleep. And talk in your sleep, she wouldn't catch on.
Yes.
Number two, when your mother-in-law visits, don't offer to drive her home until after she said hello.
Yes.
And number three.
Yes.
Yes.
If things go wrong, as they sometimes can and will, remember those three little words that she might say that mean so much.
What's that?
Meet my lawyer.
Good morning from the Q Morning Crew. Q 106. Good morning. Good morning.